You know, in the aftermath of this now election, which is still reverberating through the country in many different ways, one of the lessons that we learned was that morals and ethics recorded even in a constitution and in a bill of rights and enshrined in the mores of the land, this is what we do and this is what we believe and this is the proper way to act, we saw that it doesn't work. It doesn't keep people doing the right thing. It doesn't develop an appreciation for the right thing. We saw that people who were in favor of a certain candidate would not change their minds, even if they were to hear some of the most embarrassing or disturbing or evil things. But because the moral value system of our society is not what it should be, it's not what it was supposed to be, it's not what it's purported to be. And I think that this week, in this parsha, we have an opportunity to see the difference between preaching morality and studying it through the Torah. You know, some people wonder that if the Torah is the word of Hashem, and if it is the manual of how to live our lives, and Hashem revealed at Har Sinai the rules and regulations for the good life, how to accomplish, how to achieve, how to be zeichet, to be privileged to the ultimate good in this world and in the eternal world, then why so many stories in Sefer Bereishis? There's barely three mitzvahs in Sefer Bereishis, and so many stories, Bible stories. In fact, there are people who say, and maybe it's not nice of me to say it over, but they believe that these Bible stories are Baba Mises. You know what a Baba Mise is? Sipore Safta, you know what that is? What? Yeah, Baba Mise. These are stories that my grandmother tells. She's a little bit senile. She doesn't know what's flying. She tells all these stories. They're Baba Mises. All the Baba Mises about Avraham Avinu and so forth, Baba Mises. And in reality, it's the secret to human morality. Why? And it is a combination of the stories that we read in the Torah Shebichsav. In the written Torah, and the directives and advice and guidance that Chazal give us in the Torah Shebaal Peh, and together, it's the formula to achieve a level of accomplishment and commitment and successful maintenance of moral and ethical values that's stronger than anything else that the world knows. We're reading this parasha about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, Chazal tell us, Chayev Odom Loimar, Mosai Yegiu Masai Lamasei Avoisei Avraham Yitzchok V'Yaakov. A person is obligated to say, when will my actions reach the actions of Avraham Yitzchok and Yaakov? These are my role models. These are the ones that I have to emulate. Now it says Chayev Odom Loimar. It doesn't say Chayev Yeled Loimar, a child should say. Chayev Nar Loimar, a young lad should say. Chayev Odom, who should say? Everybody. When? All the time. In other words, we may not and we may not ever, and it may not even be likely or may not even possible, I guess it is, but it's not going to happen that we're going to be like Avraham Avinu. But for our entire lives, Chayev Odom Loimar, Mosa Yegiu, when? When meaning, it's not. I'm not there yet, I may not get there, but I'm constantly looking, when will I get? And what does that do? That sets a dugma, that sets an image, that sets an example, something to look towards, a goal, a picture, an image that I strive to achieve. And Avraham Avinu provides that image in this parsha. Here you have this 99-year-old man just went through, at the time, at the age, I should say, was a major operation. Okay? He was very weak. The third day after the milah is the most difficult day for the child to this very day, even for the little baby that gets the bris. So much so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that this Avraham Avinu, whose life was dedicated to chesed, who built a home where he has doors on all four sides, so that in the middle of the desert, if anyone is walking from one direction or another, he wouldn't have to go out of his way to walk around to the front door if he happened to come from the back or the side, and to make it easier for his orchim. Now, I don't know how big his house was, but I don't assume that the distance from the back to the front was 100 miles or 10 miles or maybe even 1 mile. But no, the desert, the man is tired. He walked a lot. He didn't necessarily have a chauffeured limo. And therefore, I want to save him a few steps. And that was the house that he built. And he was so committed to chesed. Hashem knew this, and Hashem was concerned about him. Because as a 99-year-old man, the third day of the milah, recuperating from a major surgery. So Hashem, hoitzi chamo min artiko, he took the sun and made such an intense sunshine, so hot that nobody would walk in the desert, and Avraham Avinu wouldn't have any hachnosas orchim that day or those days in order to be able to give him time to recuperate. Because he knew, Hashem knew, that if he wouldn't do that, Avraham Avinu would be out there looking for his guests, looking to do his chesed. Hashem saw, Rashi tells us, that Avraham Avinu couldn't handle it. He was sick. He was 99 years old. He is recuperating. But he couldn't take the fact that he had no guests. Hashem sent the Malachim that they should give Avraham Avinu the opportunity to satisfy that craving, that desire, that passionate desire to do chesed, to give hachnosas orchim kindness, food, help, inspiration, support to people. Avraham Avinu sees them in the distance. He runs after them. Chazal tells us that he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being mevaker choyle, so to speak. Came to visit him in his illness. And he says, please wait for me. I have to take care of the hachnosas orchim. And he runs to get them. He didn't wait till they come. Didn't even wait till they came to the closest door. Runs out to get them. Okay, finally they come. He invites them in. Now, Avraham Avinu was a very rich man, very wealthy. He had many servants. And yet, what does the Torah tell us? El Habokor Rotz Avraham. He ran to the cattle himself to initiate the preparation of what? Of the slaughtering of three animals so that he could give to each one of these guests a full cow tongue, I guess, with mustard. That must have been the premier delicacy in those days. Each one had to have a separate one. Each one had to have a full one. Avraham Avinu could have sent a servant to do it. He was so sick. He was so tired. He was so incapacitated. So much so that Hashem made the sun so intense that he wasn't going to let anyone come, and only because the tsar was so great that he couldn't handle that, so he sent them. So get your servants to do it. Okay, no. I got to do it myself. I must do the chesed myself. I can barely walk. I can barely survive. I'm 99 years old, recuperating from a surgery. And the heat of the day. But not only that. You want to go yourself? Why can't you walk? You have to run? El HaBokor Rotz Avraham. This old, sick man, in a heat that was so intense that nobody else except angels sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be walking in the desert at that time and that day. And he's running to order to take care of this by himself. This is just a simple picture of the chesed of Avraham Avinu. But Chazal told us that Chayev Odom Loimar, Mosei Egiu Maase Lamaasei Avroisai, Avrohom Yitzchok VeYaakov. And they told us the secret. They could have said, Mosei Ani Aase Chesed. A person should say, when am I going to do Chesed? When am I going to get great in Chesed? When am I going to do more Chesed? Too abstract. What's Chesed? What's the example? Do you have a picture? Do you have an image? Do you know where you're going? Do you understand what it means? No. Mosei Egiu Maasei, Lemase Avoisai, and they're Avoisai. These are my ancestors, so I have a connection with them, have a feeling, have some genetic connection, and therefore some emotional connection. Avrohom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, by name. Okay, so the names. No, we don't just have a name. We have a whole script. There's a video. There's a video. This Shabbos morning in Shul, we're going to play the video. Except we read it from a Sefer Torah, which was dictated directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. And we read about Avraham Avinu. And we read about what he did. And we see the extent, we see his matzah, we see his age, we know that he's just recuperating. We know that it's so hot, kichoyim hayoyim. And we see this old, sick man running, not walking, to take care of his guests. And the secret is, when we have a goal, we have an image with which to emulate. Well, we have a picture of this. Well, we have a name that's connected to us because Avraham HaIvri was our founding father, so to speak, connected to us. And we see the picture of him running in that situation. And this picture was given to us by the Creator himself. Not just that somebody says, well, I think this is the word of God. Well, I believe this is the word of God. I believe. It was publicly revealed to an entire Klal Yisrael who in Mitzrayim came to recognize Hashem through all the nisim that he did. And then brings them all, millions of people, to Har Sinai to speak directly to them. And in the Aseres Hadibros to hint to them the entirety of the Torah. And then to appoint publicly Moshe Rabbeinu as his official spokesman. Bavur yishma ha'om bedabri imoch v'gam b'choy aminu le'olam. That you now know that anything Moshe Rabbeinu tells you is the word of Hashem because I publicly appointed him as my spokesman. And then Hashem dictates to Moshe Rabbeinu every word. Vayero elov Hashem ve'eloinei mamre v'hu yoyishef pesach ho'oil k'choyim hayoyim. Every word of the parsha that we read and every word of every parsha that we read dictated verbatim to Moshe Rabbeinu. So I open the Chumash and I see the image, I see the video, it comes alive. Chazal tell me this is my image, this is my great-grandfather, this is where I'm to look to get my example of what it means to do chesed. And this is the word of Hashem. This is not an exaggeration. This is not a baba maisa. This is not Sipure Savta. This is Sipur directly mihabire oilam, from the Creator himself. That, I believe, is the strength of our moral commitment. That's why we have a capacity to do and to continue to do and to remain committed and to feel a sensitivity and to give our lives and mold our lives and not to compromise and sometimes even to sacrifice our lives to do good. Because our good emanates from a directive from the Bnei Olam, with a charge of how to get there, with a how to do it, what do you say, do it yourself, with a how to do it video, telling us exactly the image of where we're supposed to go and what we're supposed to be. But one more thing, and with that, I will conclude. Some might say, it's too much. It's too high a goal. Avraham Avinu, I can't get there. I'll never be an Avraham Avinu. I don't know if I'll even reach the age of 99. And, and even if I would have an operation at 99, and it was so hot, I don't know if I'd be running out to and who were these Orchim? I forgot to mention. How did I forget? He didn't know they were Malochim. He thought they were Mishtachavim la'avak ragleihem. He thought they were Oivdei Avodah Zorah. that they bow down to the dust of their feet. That's why he said they had to wash their feet before they came into his house. And to be so dedicated, so committed, I'll never get there. That's beyond what I can handle. What are you telling me? You're setting the bar too high. But that's another secret of the Teiras Hashem. It's a lifelong project. Chazal tell us we're not expected to get there today or tomorrow. And we're not even, maybe not even expected to get there by the time we're 99 or 199. But we're expected to strive. And when we have a high level image, when we have a dugma, a something to look up to that is magnificent, is real, is great, that elevates us. I want to share with you just one thought. This I heard many years ago from my Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva, Zichronu Livracha. Chazal say, Hillel Machayev Aniyim. Hillel obligated poor people to learn Torah. Why? Because Hillel was dirt poor. The Hillel is the guy that went up, had a climb. He couldn't even pay to get into the Beis Medrash. He had to climb to the top and listen to the shir, and then he was covered with the snow and whatever. They had to take him down. Hillel Machayev Aniyim. He's Machayev Aniyim to learn Torah. Because Hillel, in such dachkus, in such poverty, was able to learn. All Aniyim now are Mechuyev to learn, and they are going to be obligated because of Hillel. So the Rashiva asked the question. He said, he doesn't understand. What does Hillel have to do with me? If I have the capacity to learn, and I don't, I'll be obligated. I'm chayev. If I don't have the ability, then I'm not chayev. And what's the difference if Hillel lived? Hillel mechayev aniyim. Has nothing to do with me. Hillel did what he did. If I have the ability to do it and I don't do it, then I am guilty. I am responsible. And if I don't have the ability, then I'm free. I'm potter. What are you telling me? Hillel mechayev aniyim. So the Rashiva said, very, very good. He said like this. The existence of Hillel created new potential in aniyim. Knowing that Hillel existed, seeing the picture of Hillel frozen on the roof, on the skylight of the Beis Medrash, covered by snow, and he had to be revived when they realized that there was a human being there and brought him into the Beis Medrash. That picture is Mechayev Aniyim. Why? Because seeing it gives us new potential. So not only does the Torah give us a guideline, not only does the Torah give us directives, not only are they divine directives, not only are they given as a lifelong goal to emulate, not only are they given to us with pictures, with graphic pictures of relatives, people that we're connected to, that we have to emulate, that we have to follow, that we have to strive to be like them. But they told us another secret, that these pictures, real life pictures, not imaginary pictures, not Boba Mises, but pictures from the Bayre Olam who revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu and taught it to him and dictated him. And we know this is in fact what happened 4,000 years ago in the life of our great, 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 I can't do so many, grandfather Avraham Avinu. That creates new potential in us. Not only does it motivate us to access our potential, but seeing that picture, we now have a newfound potential. I think this is a little bit, just a touch, a glimpse, a smattering, and there's so much more of the power that studying the Torah, studying the Chumash, studying the Sipurei Ovos, studying the directives of Chazal, and trying to emulate them, of the effect that it has. And that's why that Klal Yisroel, those that remain and have remained loyal to Torah and loyal to the study of Torah and the commitment to its observance, have maintained a moral standard above and beyond anything in the world. We are sometimes offended when the media or the general society holds us to a higher standard. Oh, if it was, they say, well, if it wasn't a Jew, it wouldn't be on the first page of the New York Times, it would be on the last page in the back. But now that it's a Jew, especially if it's an Orthodox Jew, so then it's going to be on the front page. And you know why they hold us to a higher standard? Because they know that we have a higher standard. Now, they're not right for doing it. That's something else. But we have, and we live by a higher standard. And we should be expected, not by them, but by ourselves, to live to a higher standard. And that's really what our lives are all about. So I think as you read and hear this parsha, this Shabbos, we have to look at the picture and see if we can't say to ourselves, Mosai yegiu maasai lamasai avoisai avrom yitzchak and Yaakov, and use this as a dugma, as an example, as an image to emulate, not to copy, but to strive to grow to. And this picture and this system can help us to constantly improve ourselves in this particular situation in the Midas HaChesed and in the other situations throughout the Torah and all of the other Midas. And the end result will be a Klal Yisrael that the world will appreciate its unique moral commitment, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, this is my Yisroel, Asher Bechoyes Poer, that I take pride in the Klal Yisroel.